wala kau na pagkamiulabi. Puro kaya kapag nangitulong.
5, 4, 3. Do you believe me now?
If I told you that I caught up in a way.
That's all I know of that song, but it's a great. It's from Maggie Maggie. What's her name?
Maggie Rogers.
She's the greatest. What a wonderful talent. What a wonderful life. What a beautiful energy in this room. I'm Bob, and I'm great. You know what? I look in the mirror and I say to myself, "You're great, Bob," because you know I always walk around with a lot of shame and a lot of negativity and sadness. I'm trying to Pauly Shore it up, man.
I need to point out one thing, though.
Uh-oh.
I think that George has backhandedly, in a subtle way, tried to make you less kingly by taking this picture, which okay, was twice as big, shrinking it, and putting it in a less opulent gold frame.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to take you down a notch.
But what you don't know is that bigger photo that was up there, he jerks off to every night.
Yeah, and that's what makes it kingly.
Yeah.
That's what
he looks at my ass when I walk in here.
George.
Huh?
Come on, man.
That's why you're marrying an Asian.
It's the closest thing to you.
Yeah, yeah. You want to fuck me in the ass, huh?
Yeah. She's going to love
Except
that when she hears
really
that.
Really educated.
If we were in prison, you know what you would do? I would be sleeping on my belly. Yeah, I'd be sleeping on my belly, and he would not only he would pin me down, but he would squeeze my butt cheeks together to make my asshole even tighter.
I could see that.
Right, and he would just and I'd just be like, no.
Hang on, I have also another question.
Yeah.
How are you that confident in prison to sleep on your belly?
Well, I already have my prison.
I would put my asshole to the wall.
At all times.
At all times.
No, I have my, because I already know I'm going to be fucked there. Look at me.
Yeah.
I have no defense mechanisms. I have a nice butt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I already know that I'm going to be like the town whore.
Yeah, you're top notch.
Yeah. I'm going to be a gigantic wet cave. My butthole will look like a wet cave.
Yeah.
And dudes will be like, "You been there?" Everyone's like, "Yeah, we've been in that cave." Right? And it's just going to be just juice.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. Anywho.
Moving on, George.
George.
Oh, God.
I want to introduce everyone in the room. We've got, people say to me online, and people say that I shame people on the, I'm a bully, right? But I tell it how it is. And I'm going to say this, I'm not a bully. I was bullied growing up, and I'm a sensitive guy. But you know what? I have to tell it how it is. You know what I mean? We got big face John Na here with his big ass gookie head.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Right? And we've got even a bigger face right here. It's like a canvas. That's not.
Oh,
that's
okay. I'm doing jungle sounds.
Well,
So you better have a sound for yourself. I hope you have a sound.
I got my big head. Right?
Yeah.
We got fucking. My girlfriend's face is like. I have a king size bed, and her face just fits the fucking bed.
I contoured today.
Yeah. We've got George. He's a regular white guy. My girlfriend Kalala. And then we have we have a guest, and she's a DJ. She's written 3 books. How many books have you? Don't say anything. In her earlier life, she did other things. We may or not talk about it. you know what I mean?
May or may not.
Yeah, because we're a Christian podcast and we believe in the Lord. Yeah. How about a not? It's funny because I saw her once at David Cho's, one of his picnics.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. You were there.
But she didn't say hi to me, and she didn't look.
I said hi to her.
Yeah, but she was so fucking rude to me. Like I was nothing. That was you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing, and we want to talk about this. Sasha Grey, give her a round of applause.
Woo!
You can talk now, Sasha.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you see me at that David Cho party?
I did, yes.
How come you didn't say hi?
Every time I went to say hi, you were in a conversation, and then every time I went to go back, I vice versa.
Yeah?
It just never happened.
Yeah.
It was one of those situations where there's too many people, and I don't know you. Like, we have the same friends.
Yeah.
So when there's that many people in a room, awkward moment.
It's a fucking picnic!
And I figured...
Oh, sorry, why am I yelling?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll see you again, probably.
Oh, that's true.
If it's meant to be.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I just yelled at you.
It's all good.
So
it's all good. It's all good. We'll move past.
But you are that person at the party though, where you cannot sit in one spot for 2 seconds. So you like to just ping around because you're uncomfortable. Mm. I'm the person in the party who holds on to the paper plate a little too long because I don't know what to do with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an empty paper plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walk around aimlessly and I hang on to it for 2 hours until the party's over. And I bring it in the car on my way home.
Wow,
I'm like, why do I have a paper plate? That's how socially awkward I am.
Yeah, but you know... But still in a pic-
I just kept eating too.
Yeah.
Yeah, or keep your mouth
the food was-
yeah, full of food. That's one way.
Yeah, cuz I've been aware of you for many, many years. You know, you seem like a very nice person.
Oh, thank you.
We're also friends with the same kinds of people.
Yeah.
Artists and whatnot,
yeah.
You know. So I didn't, you know, when I don't know somebody that well, Sasha, I need to ask questions. If that's okay.
In real life?
No.
In his head.
Or
no,
just
right
now.
Fucking now. Why am I so, I'm so aggro today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I should namaste a little bit.
Is it the weather?
Yeah, it's raining, LA.
It's corona. It's the weather.
The anxiety.
Yeah, the anxiety.
Doomsday panic.
Let's just do a breathing exercise, maybe.
Yeah, lead us through it.
Yeah.
Run out of toilet paper, that's it.
What do you mean the toilet paper?
Well, it's a toilet paper apocalypse. Everyone doesn't want to barehand their own shit, so everyone's buying oddly, like, too much toilet paper. Like, one family...
That's a thing?
...bought, like, 48 years worth of toilet paper by accident.
How's that even possible?
Because instead of 48 rolls, they got, like, 48 giant boxes or something like that.
And they only have one asshole.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what's the
shared between a full family.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Sasha. This morning... I just want to get your opinion about it. You've pooed before, right?
I had a very healthy one this morning.
Good. Was it solid?
It was solid.
Good.
Wow. But not like too solid where it hurt.
Yeah.
I ate good yesterday.
You did.
Slide out. Yeah.
So this morning, last night I had French onion soup.
Why are we laughing at that? I don't know. The delivery.
Yeah.
I had French onion soup.
What time? This is
4 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I had French onion soup 4 in the morning, and I made 3 croissants. That's, you know, and
you actually made them?
Well, no. The Trader Joe's has a frozen croissant, so I baked them. They take 45 minutes, put a little butter on the pan. And then the French onion soup, I just microwaved.
Those things don't really go together. It's like a breakfast and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but they're from the same region, right, Sasha? It's not like Touché. I had fucking sushi and hummus. You know what I mean? They're the same ballpark of of food. That's what Papa likes to do. So last night at 4 in the morning, I jammed that in my mouth. And then this morning, this is how I woke up. Ooh.
It hurt.
No, I made that noise out of my mouth. So I went to the bathroom and... I left and I told Kalila, I go, don't go in there for a while. And then you would think that would be enough. You would think that would be end game. That's the discussion's done. What did you say?
What do you mean?
When I, on the toilet seat.
When you were smoking outside and I knocked through the glass window, I was like, you don't know how toilets work? And that's what I asked. Because when I went to the bathroom, there was shit smeared on the toilet seat, and I couldn't understand how that was humanly possible.
Wait, how?
I don't fucking know how he did that. It was like performance art.
Oh, that's a
G.G. Allen.
G.G. Allen style. G.G. Allen. I wasn't doing performance art. That's a good reference, G.G. Allen. Love that guy. But you know, it's like, I already told, anyway, it's shaming. And then.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Sasha, you have a boyfriend?
How does this happen?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to find out, and he didn't have answers for
me. Do you ever work in restaurants or fast food places?
I have in my early days.
Yeah, and I never understand.
You ever had to clean the toilets, and you would wonder how all the poo got everywhere that it did? How is it possible?
It was Bobby.
Yeah. I had a little D. And a lot, and you had a healthy poo this morning, right?
I did.
Yeah, mine was not so much.
It just splattered.
Yeah.
Like, did you float off when it came out?
Oh, that's why.
No. I'm not a cartoon character.
There was propulsion there.
Yeah. If I did that, then
there's liftoff, babe?
There was no liftoff, no. But there was pain, and do you have a boyfriend?
Crampy pain.
Sasha, do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And do you live together?
That I will not discuss.
Okay, good. But has he ever pooed in your toilet?
Yes.
All right. and if there was a poo on the seat a little bit, would you say something or would you just
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's my bad.
I didn't know.
Because I have a vagina, too. Like, you don't want that close to poo.
Thank you.
It's not like if a little gets it's on science. Your balls, you're going to be fine.
Did you think that the jury was going to side with you on this? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Were you hoping she would clean it up for you? Because you were grossed out.
Can you still argue for your case?
I'm curious.
I want to.
But then one of the dogs pooed in the living room.
Uh huh.
And then she blamed it on me.
No, it was like
sounds like a shitty morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little nugget, and it was out of place. It was out of place. My dogs are potty trained, so I just assumed it was. You just missed the toilet again.
A little dribble.
Okay, you know what? That's sound. That argument sound.
Yeah.
My bad. Next time I won't. Next time I have the D. After I'm done, I will look at the. I'm trying to be mindful, and I'm trying to make amends here.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sorry. To you. Next time I have the D, after I'm done, I'll turn around and look at the environment.
The D is the diarrhea.
Yes, yes, Sasha.
Very different. The D usually isn't diarrhea.
Yeah, it's not usually.
I'll turn around, look at my dick.
Well, what's the D?
Dick. Yeah.
Oh.
You catch that D, babe.
Dia, then.
Dia.
I'll just say, you know.
But dia cheese is a vegan cheese, so.
Well, then give me a word.
Like diarrhea.
I should just say diarrhea. It's not that much to say.
It's the diarrhea.
Rhea.
That's good.
Rhea.
I had the Rhea. Rihanna.
I had the Rhea.
I had the Rihanna to make it like, you know, poppy. You know what I mean? So I had the Rihanna.
You know, I would.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty racist because Rihanna is a black woman. So please do not.
Bobby.
How about, hold on.
Bobby.
Let's
how
go,
dare you, Bobby.
Let's go with Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman.
Okay, yeah. Taking it back.
Mm-hmm. What's Dan? That's Dan and DeVito's ex-wife?
Yeah, and also Rhea from Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just going to call the Rihanna and then just, it's not racist.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm getting angry. Sorry. It's not racist. I'm just going to call. Anyway, the next time I have the Rihanna, I'm going to look down and I will be mindful and I'll clean it. And then that's that. Okay, I apologize. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to fucking Sasha.
Okay, yes.
All right. So Sasha, I didn't Google you. I didn't Wikipedia. I'm aware of that you're a DJ, you're in books.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? These are information that I already knew. You know what I mean? That I know that for a couple of years you did something else, right? We don't have to talk about it. But I have to say that.
We can talk about it.
Yeah. I know, but I have to say, though, that I have masturbated to you.
I was waiting for that.
But this
it's going to happen.
Yeah,
conversation is
before,
gonna happen.
And so it's. You know, because we've had Asa obviously on this podcast many times, and I for some reason I knew Sasha, or not Sasha, I knew Asa when she was 16 or 17.
What?
Yeah, before.
She was a dom at the time, right?
No, she wasn't. She
even
was
before she was in high school.
Flyers for a comedy club.
Oh wow!
So yeah. I was playing the Laugh Factory, yeah. And she and Jamie Masada goes, "Hey buddy, you know Asa," and Asa was like this 16-year-old. Japanese girl, she was, and we passed out flyers because no one bought tickets to my show, and we were on New York City, just like, you know, just passing out tickets, and then I just said to this young girl, I go, let's go on a roller, like it was like a little roller coaster and one of the things, so we did that, and we had some candy, and then we
not
became
not creepy at all.
I took this little girl to a roller coaster. We had some
give her some candy.
That sounds so bad.
That is true. That sounds bad.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, but not in a. It wasn't molesting candy.
Yeah.
It was
friendship candy.
It was friendship candy. Yeah. Sometimes candy, you know, there's two types, right? Molesting, and then there's friendship ones.
Yeah.
So I gave her some really just Christian
candy.
Friendship.
Candy.
I think it was just like the candy corn.
Okay.
That you get at Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Just very simple, and you know.
Or the bracelet ones.
Yeah, we
Thanksgiving.
Get
yeah. Halloween?
Is that candy corn?
Oh, yeah. Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the same month.
It's the same color.
Couple months.
It's not the same
color
month.
Scheme.
It's not
the
same month.
I don't know the holidays. You guys are ganging up on me.
I definitely saw candy corn on Thanksgiving, so like people are like, this is the one that nobody wanted here.
Yeah.
Somebody eats it.
Do you like candy corn? I think it's good.
I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch
it
today,
though. I've never had candy corn. What's it taste like?
Just pure sugar.
Sugar.
Okay.
That's
in the shape of corn? kernels?
Mm-hmm. It kind of, I guess.
Bigger.
Bigger, yeah, bigger. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a flavorful candy,
no,
but I love sugar.
Same.
Thank you.
I have a problem.
So with I've never masturbated to Asa because of the fact that there's like a family dynamic, you know, to that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But with you, I didn't know you, so I feverishly one time.
Feverishly?
Yeah.
Like, interesting adjective.
I'm sorry, babe. This is before I met you. I'm so sorry.
You don't think that we've... she's not only for men, dumbass.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Wait, you rub your jam?
Of course, jam, Sasha jam. Is a goddess.
But feverishly?
Yes, she is a goddess. She was the biggest thing.
Yeah, she was. You were like the top person, right?
For a minute.
For a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you got out of the game.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so let me ask you, so you, where were you born? Where did you grow up, like high school and all that kind of stuff?
Sacramento.
Oh.
Beautiful city.
Super beautiful.
Hey, yeah. It's what a beautiful, they have a Jamba Juice there.
Yeah.
I went to that one. I remember I didn't get robbed? I didn't get robbed, yeah.
Okay.
I also sucked on a 70-year-old woman's titty.
Oh,
yes,
that's where
Sacramento.
It
happened? Sacramento.
She wasn't, yes. What? The grandma with the kids' toys,
yeah,
the grandkids' toys
so
in the back.
I sucked on a shriveled up titty. It was the best.
Oh, you got to explain this one. What?
No, after a show, you know, an old lady goes, young man. She goes, young man.
How old were you?
I must have been 38.
Oh,
36.
Wait, where in Sacramento? The Punchline?
The Punchline, yeah.
Okay.
Young man, what a wonderful show, young man. And she shook my hand, you know what I mean, like political style.
Yeah.
So I shook it. I go, thank you, you know. But there was a piece of paper in the hand.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Slipped you her number.
Right. So I looked at it, and I went to Kevin Christie, who was actually opening for me in Denver this weekend. And I go, this lady, you know what I mean? She gave me the number. That's hilarious. He goes, you should call it.
You should call it?
Yeah, and I go, oh, yeah. So that night, I tried to get her to come to my, you know what I mean, hotel room. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm with my grandkids or
should
something.
Should have been
like
a
that.
Minivan, right?
Yeah, and then the next day, she goes, let me pick you up. And it was a Bronco.
Oh. Oh, she's a badass grandma then. Was it white?
It was a white Bronco, O.J. Simpson style.
Love it. Love it.
And then she, we had dinner. And then at dinner, I go.
Did she pay?
No. I think I did.
Oh, you did.
I did, because I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
And then she goes, you want to see my titties? And I go, now? At dinner, I'm not kidding you.
At dinner?
And she goes, look. And she looked at him, and she had him done. She was like one of those, like.
Hip,
hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, ladies, like, in her 20s, I would never even be able to get her.
Yeah.
Right? It's only at 60 I could get her.
You play long con.
So then we, she goes, she was driving me around Sacramento to show me, like, the landmarks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this is hay. You know what I mean? Or this is where they make
the landmarks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is where they make.
Hey.
Yeah. This is where they make, you know, lamp fixtures at this factory. You know what I mean?
This is the almond factory.
Is there an almond factory there?
There is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Blue Diamond, bitches.
Oh
shit! Blue are? Diamonds from Sac.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, and then it just sucked on her titties, but it was weird because we had parked on the side of the street, and she had her grandkids' toys all over the Bronco. So I remember adjusting and what?
That sort of happened to me.
Really?
Really?
It wasn't a grandma. It was a girl with a child, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. So then you grew up in Sac.
Hold on, I want to hear that story.
Wait, so how did it?
No, we'll get to that.
Did you? It was just the sucking on the titties, or
yeah, I would have had. I would have had sexual intercourse with her. But I had to do two shows, so
that's ever stopped a man before.
I mean, no, it was like my show was at 7, and I was sucking old titties at 6:30.
Oh, okay. It was a real time crunch.
Yeah, so I was like doing it quick because like I wanted to get it all in.
No rain check.
Well, then I think I called her that night, and then
ooh.
And then she brought the Sunday show. She brought her.
Grandson?
Youngest son.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a young son that's like 16 or 17.
Bad move. That's the
To the before the show, and then we took photos. And he was a huge Mad TV fan. So then after that, I was like, this is becoming kind of weird.
Too familiar. You're a family now.
Yeah, I didn't want to be, I didn't also, I don't think I wanted him to be my, you know what I mean, son.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Because like, yeah.
Stepson.
Yeah, yeah, things, you know, went further. So when you made love to an older lady in a car?
She was actually not older.
Okay.
She was only a few years older than me.
Right. And then she had toys?
And she offers to drive, and I said, okay. We're not going far. We're going like 10 minutes. I come back and get my car, and I get in the car, and as you do in a stranger's car, I looked behind me, and there's a car seat and a bunch of toys everywhere. I was like, oh. This is a little awkward.
Yeah. And then...
But I mean, it's not going to stop me. It was just like, I don't know why that thought went in my head. Like, oh, you... Like, where's your kid then? Yeah. I think I asked her because I was a little wasted. I was like, but.
Yeah.
Who's watching your kid?
Well, maybe she's a nanny.
No, no, she had a kid. And then she had a kid. Yeah.
So then you went back to that back seat and then you started scissoring? What? No. I mean.
We did the scissoring outside of the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
When this happened, was it after porn or before?
After.
After.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, but I want to get to now to your early life. So then you went to high school. Did you get good grades?
I did. Yeah. I was a good student.
Wow. Straight A.
Graduated early.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
College?
I dropped out of college.
Uh-huh. But then when did, how does, because did you have like a good upbringing and whatnot?
Not perfect.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I mean.
Nobody.
Not a cliche, like, this is what led you to porn, by any means.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, let's say my parents divorced when I was 5. Okay, that's pretty normal.
Normal.
These days. Yeah, I got super good grades in school. I was, if anything, I wasn't challenged enough. Mm. That's for sure. I jumped around to, like, 4 different schools because I was so unsatisfied and nothing was challenging enough. Mm. And then finally, my senior year, I was already on track. I almost graduated 2 years early. And
wow.
Then I kind of fucked off because I started having a crisis. Like, what? None of this means anything. Mm-hmm. Because I had just focused my whole life on getting good grades. And the idea is, like, you're going to graduate and you're going to go to college. And then I looked at my older siblings, one of whom was in debt and couldn't even find a job with $80,000 in debt. You know what I mean? I
yeah.
was just like, what? Why? Why?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I just decided to take it easy for a while. I still ended up graduating early, put myself in homeschooling like the last 6 months of school just because I was like, I'm so unsatisfied and so unchallenged. And then I kind of took that period of probably graduating in April or so until the end of the summer, beginning of fall. And I said, okay, I'll try college now. Mm. Like, it didn't take me that long. I said, okay, I'll try it now. And then I decided to go. And then I just started having the same feelings all over again.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what am I doing? It just felt like I was back in high school.
It's young angst.
It's young angst.
Yeah, you question the environment around you. You question society.
I think that's the thing I never did. I mean, I did in some respects, but when it came to education, I didn't question anything.
Ah, right. But then you started getting probably antsy in college. And then, I mean, what was the solution? How did you?
I first, as a joke, thought I was going to be a stripper. And then I was like, that's so against my personality.
Yeah.
It's not who I am whatsoever. And I was watching a lot of porn at the time. And I was in a relationship where I was experimenting a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, I want to try more, and the other person didn't. And the more I thought about it, I said, okay.
What do you mean try more?
I always had really dark fantasies that I felt guilty about because I was brought up Catholic, so go figure. And it wasn't until I started having sex, which I was older compared to all of my friends, it wasn't until then where I realized, like, oh, I shouldn't be ashamed. And I don't know why it took the physical act of experiencing it to kind of lift that weight off of me. And then I started realizing, okay, I want to try these sorts of things, but like, what are my options other than creepy people off the internet?
Mm.
Porn.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who you're meeting off of the internet.
Course.
It could be anybody. And
yeah. You could be Luca Magnotta from Don't Fuck With Cats.
Or, yeah.
What is this? Oh.
If you haven't seen Don't Fuck With Cats yet, brace yourself. But watch it. Give it a watch.
Go to Netflix.
And then text us. Let me know what you think.
Somebody just told me about this.
Yeah. It's a documentary. I think it'll boggle your mind. But there's a creature on there named Luca Magnotta. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's...
Creature?
Yeah, well, he's a human being.
Yeah, we don't call him...
But we don't call him... He's a piece of shit.
Oh.
But this piece of shit is the type to go online or on Craigslist and try to, like, solicit.
And prey. He's just praying.
He's a predator, for sure, you know? But how do you... Like, do you call... Who do you call... I don't... Like, because I'm going to just say... I'm going to admit something to you, everyone in the room, is that if I was a woman... And I was hot, 100% I would have done what Asa did and what you did. You know what I mean? Because
but the awesome part about someone like Sasha or Asa is that there's so much ownership of those thoughts. And there's it's like full agency of those actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it, in a sense for me, even more compelling and attractive. Like when you know, when you, for me especially, like the type of porn that I watch, if there's an elevated practice to it and I know that girl is smart and I know that girl has witty comebacks, there's so much more of an attraction coming from me versus the cliche story of that you like, the narrative that you like in porn is she's sitting on the audition chair begging to be paid to get fucked. Because she has a debt. Like, that's the narrative you like.
Desperation.
I'm the desperation.
Desperation porn.
Yeah. I'm going to make an argument.
Defend yourself.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Do it.
Yeah, you're on Gabby, whatever your name is. No. Obviously, my sexuality and what gets me off is very intricate. And it's like a fine wine, you know? And sometimes, you know... Let me say this, you know, I know dudes that will go to, you know, the Hamptons and open up a very expensive bottle of wine, but then they'll go to Brooklyn and go to a pub and chow down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know the term, but my point is,
Drinking beer is chow down.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the term.
Fuck it, let's do it.
I just threw it out. But you chow down, right?
Chow down.
So it's like, it depends on, like, in terms of what I'm into. Sometimes, you know... It's with Sasha, for some reason, with your, when you were, because you were on a lot, right? It's a lot of these sites.
On a lot?
No, if I were going on a site.
Oh, I was all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So by the time that you did.
No, but I'm not done with
okay,
point.
Yeah.
My point, can I just finish my fucking
point?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
You're king.
You know what I mean? So sometimes I like, you know, sometimes when I look at a woman's eyes, I want to see in porn, you know what I mean? Mom. Like they're scared. Like they made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In their eyes, I have to look at them going, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I shouldn't be doing here. I like that. You know, I know a dude, I can't say his name, that likes crack porn.
Crack whore confession.
Yeah. Which is so dark.
Yeah.
And so like gross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've never masturbated to that.
Truth.
The truth. Okay.
I have a lot of questions.
But I'm not done yet with my point. Yeah. Chow down.
Chow down.
My chow down. All right, right. But then, like, you know, someone like, there are ones that you can tell that they're career driven girls that are smart, you know what I mean? And they, you know, they're sexually advanced. Those ones I will do as well. You know what I mean? As well,
With a
Sasha Grey, I'll have a cappuccino, right?
A hot cappuccino.
I'll pull out my fucking old tummy pipe.
Are you wearing a monocle?
Yeah, I have a monocle, right?
And a top hat,
smoking jacket,
top
right?
hat. Yeah.
I'll put my Moriarty shoes.
Your feathered pen.
Yeah.
And your feathered plume, babe.
Yeah. My feathered plume. I'll put the fucking Earl Grey too. Sometimes I use
Earl Grey tea. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll put the fireplace on, right? And I'll take out my, I will. And I'll take my fancy, you know,
talcum powder
on my lube. What I use is that stuff that you use when you play fucking pool.
Pool, yeah. Wait, you take a cue on the tip of the penis?
I take the cube and I put it on the tip. Right, right. I take that blue thing.
Real dry experience.
Right, right, right. And I will put on, you know what I mean, a high definition Blu-ray.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And okay, I will go do, yeah, you know what I mean? This is the top, yeah, of the line, right? But sometimes I like to go in the mud as well.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, I get that.
Go ahead, babe.
Wait, what if what?
I'm done with my point.
Hold on, we got to get back to how it all started for her. So by the time you were like, okay, I have these dark fantasies, I want to see, like, how does...
Yeah, who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
Sorry. No, but how did you, I mean, who do you, I mean, how do you call an agency?
So I started just making all these different lists and ideas of what I wanted to do. And then I contacted other girls that were in the industry. So I kind of had an idea of what I should expect to get paid and what companies to avoid. And then I started just going on different message boards, mm-hmm, and sort of gathering the same information. So I had a list of people to avoid 100% and then a list of agencies. So I emailed 4 or 5 different agencies. Nobody, I think one maybe emailed me back. And then they were like hard to actually get on the phone. And this is 2006, so not everybody has smartphones. Mm-hmm. For me, if you can pick up the phone and call, that's a big deal. And the first person who actually called me was the one agent that I ended up working with. And he called me and he goes, yeah, if you really look like this, you're really down to do all these things,
yeah,
you're going to make it far. You got your own car? Yeah. This is your phone you're calling from?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Wow, stereotypical.
I would have hung up the phone. That's fucking aggressive.
Like, yeah, okay. So what I did, I guess I did all of that like quasi-research for 6 months or so. And then I ended up driving down to LA for a week to look for an apartment. And then in that time, I was hoping, oh, in this week, I'll find an agent. How hard is it? And during that week, nobody called me. Only the one email. And actually on my way home back to Sacramento, I was driving home. That's when I got that phone call.
Ah.
So I was like, well, I'll be back in a week. I'm actually moving here.
Wow. So. Now, do you remember the first scene you did?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
I was. And it was that hurry up and wait feeling of being on a set, right? So it was also an orgy.
Oh, whoa.
So at first it's like, fuck, this is it. And I had the entire day to change my mind, you know, because we're waiting so, and I hated that wait, that period of having to wait. And at first it felt that would be the most intimidating kind of scene to do, especially for your first scene. But then once I was actually in it and fucking, it was actually the best because I was working with one of the most respected directors in the industry and with all of the top talent.
Wow.
So being there, I felt like, okay, the pressure's actually not on me.
Yeah.
It's, and I can kind of ride on, no pun intended.
Oh, the pun was intense.
Yeah, yeah.
On the other people because they're more experienced. So I can just watch, observe, and see how it goes. And it actually ended up probably being a really great experience. And then my agent came on set at the end of the at that point night, was like, it's all downhill from here, kid.
Wow, that's funny.
Like, all right. Okay.
So basically, it's like me being just a young actor and mm-hmm. getting like Ocean's 11 is my first thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what it's like. Oh, there's Brad Pitt and Matt Damon. That's what your situation
basically,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Rocco was the first.
Oh, I love Rocco. Yeah. Rocco. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that guy. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Quick. So, if I since you're out of the business, if I could throw through some companies your way, can you tell me if you like them or not, or no?
Like ones
like Red Light District, are they good?
Oh.
Like, do they have good benefits?
Yeah, yeah.
Are their employees taken care of? Devil's
Films, are they good?
I don't know them.
Did you work for Red Light District?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah. I like that company.
Yeah.
I
think in a different life, if comedy didn't work out for you, I feel like you would have been an agent of sorts for
a porn agent
for adult.
I would I would have my own production company. I would have. Yeah. I would be like a Devil's Film or a. I'm just kidding.
Maybe like a Spiegler.
Yeah,
that was my agent.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be like legit. You know what I mean? Number one, I would take care of my ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like a papa kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Papa Productions.
No, I'd hug a lot. I was like, are you okay? How are you feeling?
I don't know if you'd hugging a lot is, you know.
I don't see that.
Yeah. She's like, what? That's not industry standard.
Well, no, not hugging in a pervy way. Fuck you, Sasha. No, like.
Is there candy corn again?
Yeah, no, not candy.
I'll take my girls to a roller coaster.
No, it's like, you know, I would go to, like, if I was an agent, like, let's say I was your agent, Sasha, right? And after your first scene, you know what I mean? I would probably put my arm around you, wipe you down.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'll go take a shower first.
Yeah. Then what is there to wipe down?
Yeah, and then wipe you down. And I'll put my arm around you, just very, like, father's daughter type, mm-hmm. and go, how you feeling?
Kiddo?
You're like living out your old Jay fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Another thing I need to ask would it, about, you know, I need your expertise on this.
What is this fantasy?
So lately, for the past couple of years, you know how he used to like the couch auditions,
okay.
High porn. Now he strictly just does old Jay. So decrepit, 80-year-old
looking man. Old
Jay.
Old. It's I thought you said OJ.
No. Yeah. I just like old Jay Nicole Brownson some videos. And, that's how I jerk off.
So he likes, really, really, really like geriatric looking men with 18-year-olds. That's okay. The combo that he's really into.
Maybe. Okay.
And what are your thoughts on that? And do you think that he's just projecting his feelings?
Future self?
Does he think he's... I want to know what the feeling is or the drive behind.
That's really weird. I was actually thinking about... Oh, I thought that was a laugh. Not to make this about me, but I was thinking about a scene like that I did recently.
Yeah.
And I was reflecting on it. I was like, who watches this?
Oh, really?
Or who watched that, you know?
Yeah. Wait. So you did a scene with an old man?
He wasn't geriatric, but he was pretty fucking old.
How
old
was he?
He had to have been in his mid-60s.
But,
like, not healthy, so he looked much older.
Yeah.
Maybe even late 60s.
And that was one of the last scenes you did?
No. It's, like, in the middle somewhere.
In the middle somewhere. Now, when you did that scene, was it uncomfortable working or no?
Yes and no. It was awkward. In my brain, it was awkward.
Yeah.
But... I could say that there was like worse moments and worse experiences when it came, like, as long as somebody was hygienic, I could hang up my fucking feelings.
Right.
That would be my big thing too.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a real like clean freak. Like breath is a really big thing for me. And I think as long as someone is fully clean, I could look past anything.
Right.
But can't you have a writer? Like, you know, sometimes when I go on the road, like, I have a writer. Like, I need Red Bull in the room.
Right.
I need 3 bottles of water, all these things. Can't you go, can the person be clean?
Yeah.
I left.
What?
Oh, I left. Like, there were scenes where I would leave.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, this is not acceptable.
The conditions, right.
Yeah.
So, what is the worst one that you had?
The worst
experience
is probably a girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And she was?
Tilapia.
Tilapia.
What is tilapia?
It's a fish.
Oh my God. Yeah. I almost vomited.
Funny enough, my worst tilapia. Experience as well.
Why that specific fish? Are these stinkies?
It's my code word that I now use with all of my friends.
Also, tilapia?
Filipino
tilapia
fish.
Doesn't have like the omega fatty acids get from other fish, so it's not even a good prize.
It's like
fish.
It's like the one they farm in those vats, and they swim and eat their own shit.
Yeah.
Oh, tilapia! I'm writing
very
that down.
Very cheap fish.
Yeah.
Tilapia, because in my game Stardew Valley, right?
He fishes
tilapia.
A
lot. Tilapia is the easiest fish to catch, which means
there
probably
go.
bottom dweller. Young woman at a club, and she came to my hotel room. Mm-hmm. She spread open her legs, and it smelt like hot blood.
Oh, like what is hot blood,
like curdled,
like old,
like curdled, like it was.
Yes, old blood.
It was like autopsy. Ooh. It was like it was like a crime scene. Mm-hmm. She opened it up. I was oh fuck.
So it was old.
Yeah, you know, it was like old and but she was young. It just smelled
the blood was old.
Yeah, the blood. Stale. Yeah.
Stale
blood. It smelled like, you know, a crime scene. And I still did it because, you know, because
you're a dude.
No. I think it's more because I didn't want to hurt her feelings, right? So I went, I smelt it, and I think she saw my face go, you know what I mean? Like I saw like the devil or something, right? Right, and then I went in because of my, you know, my you know, I have a good morality. And
how about that time when you flick the poo? Didn't you flick a poo off somebody?
Dingle bear.
No.
Yeah.
The girl who played the guitar.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to say her name.
Of course, the girl, the hippies who play with the guitar, they always have dingleberries.
She was a hippie with the guitar, and she was like singing all the time. And then like we're in La Jolla, and it was during the day, and I was doing her doggy style, and she said, she turned around and she goes, "I just had a vision," and I go, "What?" And I'm still having sex with her, and she goes, "I envisioned that you and I had a family."
Oh. In the middle of fucking?
Yeah, and a baby, and a white picket fence. Mm. And then I smelled something weird, right?
She was so relaxed thinking about her future. Right.
So I was like, And then I smelled something, and I spread open her cheeks, and she had 5 hairs.
Mm-hmm. Just, normal.
I know, but normal. Not. But they weren't curled. You know what I mean? They were...
like Asian hair, just sticking out.
Yeah, they were just like...
porcupine.
You know, like if you see like... a scary movie.
Yeah.
And the hair is on the back of your neck, but they were
out of the butthole.
Yeah, yeah. They were sticking out of the butthole like this. Like, hi. You know what I mean? Like they were at a rave and they were like waving their hands.
Rave
like,
hairs.
Rave hairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the tip of one of them was a perfect ball of poo.
Oh.
Right? But it was little, but it was dangling from.
Like how big? Like a piece of rice? Big or bigger?
Yeah.
Or like a peppercorn.
Candy.
Yeah, candy corn.
If you took a piece of rice and you put it into a ball, maybe two pieces
of peppercorn.
Rice. Peppercorn.
Okay.
That's a peppercorn.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's pretty small.
Do you use
babe.
Peppercorn?
All the fucking
I love peppercorn.
I got the pink ones. I got the green ones.
Fancy.
I got the white ones.
Fancy. Did you know
and
that
the black ones.
Poor kids who have like anxiety issues, they can't afford Prozac or any of the stuff, and they smell, peppercorn is supposed to ease your anxiety.
Mm.
So poor people use it, and I use it sometimes too. In fact, when you're high on marijuana and you
on marijuana
when you're smoking, you know what I mean?
Pot.
Pot.
Yeah. Weeds.
Weeds.
Right? The weeds, right? And you have, they say when you have a panic attack, when you're, just smell peppercorn.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's just FYI. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I have so many peppercorns.
Yeah. It's a delicious thing. So anyway, so she had a little, it looked like a jazz flower. You know what I mean? It's like a little ball at the end, right? And as soon as she says that, I go, I had a vision of going to CVS right now and getting toilet paper.
Did you really say that?
No, in my head, I said that.
But instead, you just flicked it?
Yeah, I flicked it like that, right?
Oh, you touched it?
Yeah. I fly across the room. But you know what? I feel bad. You know, now that you say that.
She was a nice girl, is what you're saying.
Not only a nice girl, I did like her.
Yeah.
And then I remember she...
Was it the first time you'd had sex?
No, we had sex probably 10 times.
Well, you couldn't have liked her that much because...
Yeah, if it's 10 times in and you can't tell her she's got
poo... Poo is a game changer for me.
You don't like her that much if you can't
exactly.
tell her.
Poo.
Yeah, the poo.
Poo.
Yeah, but if you like
Sasha.
Someone a lot, you'd
but
eat
you
their poo.
But you flicked it.
Yeah.
I flicked it because I wanted out of my vision. Yeah,
I would have been like, bloop.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, so I flicked it and then she had moved... from a different city to be with me.
Oh, wow.
It can get past the nugget. That's
right.
Really
and I remember driving her back thinking to myself, I'll never see her again.
Ooh.
And so I remember like a year later, she showed up at a comedy club and she just looked at me and she looked. I don't know why. That was so Freudian, maybe. I don't know.
But you're living the moment.
Yeah. She showed up at a comedy club and shit all over me. And I remember being very cold to her.
This is why I know for sure you didn't like her as much as maybe you thought, because you like poo. Your brother and you are obsessed with the smell of poo. In fact,
can we talk about this?
You know about this.
The first time I met your brother, he came to my house and almost pooped on a friend of mine.
Almost?
Willingly. I mean,
yeah. Whoa. My brother Steve.
Yes, your brother Steve.
The good guy. Right. Okay. The good guy brother. How did that happen?
Almost.
All right, because I think it's your fault. Go ahead.
So I had my friends were coming over. I had heard about him for a while because he was already hanging out with a bunch of mutual friends. And they're like, oh, we're with Stevie. Can we bring him? Yeah, of course. They show up. And we're just like all sitting on the floor talking shit. The subject of shit comes up. And we start talking about pooing on people. Like, have you ever pooed on someone? Would you ever poo on? Would you get shit on? And one of my friends volunteers to get shit on. On my floor, which was a bad idea, but I was like, hey, this is worth it. Like, this really happens. And she kept rolling around because she was so grossed out. And he had his pants down. And she would like...
She would
roll the other direction. And she was laughing hysterically. And I was like, don't move because he's going to shit on my carpet. So okay. God. And I think it continued for probably 20 or 30 minutes until he was like, I took a shit at Ralph's before I came here. Otherwise, so I can't get it out.
Oh my God, there's such great shame in my family. I am so sorry.
It was great. But they great memories.
But it's not normal behavior.
This is why we probably get along, though.
Yeah. Do you like my brother, Steve?
Yeah.
He's a good kid, huh?
He's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny little guy.
Yeah.
Have you done his podcast?
I did, yeah.
How many times?
Once.
Yeah. It's funny that you would do his before mine.
But I didn't know. I didn't even know you had a podcast yet.
Okay, all right, Sasha. All right. So then when you're in this industry, and then when did you get out?
2009.
So you were in and out. You were just
3 years, yeah.
3 years is such a short time.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be a lifer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what was the reason? I mean, you're just done?
So many things were playing out at the same time. But the first and foremost reason was that I felt like I had accomplished the things that I set out to do. And so the next step naturally would be to create my own company and start doing things my own way. But the entire time I was in porn, I was doing other things. I was making music. I was working on a photography book. I'd shot two other films. Like, there was all of these things happening in my life. Mm. And then I actually had started a company and it failed. And it was the first major failure of my life.
What kind of company? Was it a porn company?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why did it fail?
I went into business with somebody I shouldn't have. And so I'd spent about, I don't know, 6 months, something like that. But let's say a whole year, because leading up to that, I was actively trying to put it together. And then from the time I actually did, and it all came crashing down, I had to make a decision. And I was sleeping 3 hours a night because I was working my ass off.
Yeah.
So for a good year, that was my life. And I had to make the decision, do I want to start over from scratch? And this is only a year after the recession, or within the same year. People weren't shooting as much as it was, and parodies became a big thing.
I hate parodies. I fucking hate them.
They're the worst.
They're so stupid.
They're so stupid. And because they don't even put in the same amount of like CGI.
Oh no,
that's what you're like, upset about.
Yeah, it's like
that's what you're
upset. Yeah, yeah. You watch the Avengers one, right?
Like, this is better.
Yeah,
it's really cool. I don't know what that is, if it's silkscreen or what it is, or a panel, but like, this is cooler than a lot of the sets they would have in those parodies.
Yeah, they would put like and would Spider-Man be would put they put cotton, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Use cotton to you know what I mean?
It's Halloween.
Like, fucking go to fucking ILM.
Yeah.
Put some budget. Green screen in there.
Get a budget.
Yeah, anyway, I hate it.
Parodies are the worst.
Or the Cosby ones or like the
Cosby one?
Yeah. There was a Cosby.
Yeah, there was.
In fact, my friend Thomas Ward. I have a friend named Thomas
Ward.
Give
his social security number while you're at it.
Because he's a porn star.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that's online.
I thought maybe
like a buddy.
He was like a corp.
Or like a cousin. Yeah. I don't know.
No, Thomas
he's
Ward.
A known individual.
Yeah, is okay. a stand-up. He used to be a stand-up. Mm-hmm. I started with him. And he looks kind of like Cosby. Mm-hmm. Right? He's a black guy. And then he disappeared from open mics. And I go, maybe he died. I don't know. You know what I mean? You know, and
so
then
he's not that much of a buddy.
I know. I mean.
You know him.
I know. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Yeah. But somebody that hung. I had maybe a couple of meals with him or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
At a hot dog stand or whatever. Bill Cosby loved hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know that, right? But anyway. So then one night I was like, I'll watch the Cosby Born. He comes on and I go, what the fuck? And then I go, that's Thomas Ward. And then he pulls his dick out. It's like fucking this big. And I remember trying to shut it off. I go, no. You know what I mean? And I shut it off. And then I saw a lot of like, there was a phase where I liked, you know, black and white porn.
Interracial.
Porn. No. I like old timey porn.
Like, you wanted bad
like
film.
Chaplin. Yeah.
Subtitles.
You know, I like black men and white women, and or vice versa. You know what I mean? And so I saw him in those two. You know what I mean? Very talented. He was a good comic, but very good porn star, I have to say.
All right.
Anyway. Did you do biracial ones as well?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Like an Asian father. Good job.
No,
I don't only like one or two Asians, though. Men.
What do you mean?
In porn.
You only fuck two Asian men?
Yeah, maybe.
Who are the top male Asian
porn
stars right now?
I've been out of it.
Yeah.
And
are there any? I don't really know.
There's no Asian man that you could
like like Korean American.
Yeah, you. I mean, in Tokyo, obviously Japanese.
Of course, I watch those all the time.
Pervy
but
fuckers, but
yeah.
But there's no like Asian American dude that I could look up to. There's no guy where, you know, because in martial arts, I'll say Bruce Lee, Jet Li, whatever, you know, Jackie Chan, whatever. But in American porn, like even in sketch, I paved a little way for Asians in sketch comedy in America, you know?
Yeah.
But there is no Asian man that we can look
at. That's probably why you were really into interracial porn with black men, because that was your, you know, the closest thing to
the other thing.
Yeah.
Having outside of being white.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, it's exactly it.
No, it's the big dicks. It's definitely the big dicks.
Big dicks for sure.
It's the big dick. I don't know if these are real, but there were ones at one point where it was white chicks that would go, I'm kind of racist and I would never, I vowed to myself, I would never fuck a black guy. But then they do the scene. I don't know if it's staged
triumphant?
Or not. I don't know if it's staged or not. But then when the dick enters the like racist white, you know, pussy, you know what I mean?
It's probably staged, but you gotta be a little racist if you're willing to say that on camera.
That is true.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Right.
Like when I was 19, somebody tried to tell me to say I was 18 on camera. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
I'm not. And we actually had an argument about it before.
Oh, so you would never lie?
No, I wouldn't say I would never lie. My God, it's so big when it's not. But
Right. Now, were you ever in ones that we're gonna get off because I don't because you you're so much that's only a little bit of your life, and this I don't want to talk about it anymore, the porn.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, let's hop off.
But I have one last.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was gonna kind of ask. Let's just get off of it because I'll tell you why.
It'll come back to you.
Ew. Because you know, because if you only did it for 3 fucking years, right?
Yeah.
That's such a small chunk of your life.
Yeah.
And you've done so much more than that.
Yeah.
Right? So let's just get the fuck off of it. You know what I mean? Can we do that or no?
We can try.
Because when people probably bring it up all the time, and it probably drives you crazy.
I wouldn't say it drives me crazy. There's actually a big part of me that I'm trying to actively find a way to take the things that I was passionate about and that I wanted to change within society's perceptions of female sexuality. Like, how can I continue that goal while not being in porn?
At least from an outsider's perspective, you've done just that.
Yeah.
At least for someone like me, where you are multifaceted, you are, to me, when I look at you, Sasha Gray, you're an artist. You're somebody that did that for a short amount of time, and you parlayed that into so many other things like film and writing books, and you've exactly what you were describing is how I view you, at least.
But I want to say this too, is that it, because I know Asa, and obviously I've seen what she does, right? It's acting. It's a performance.
It's a performance.
Yeah, it really is a performance, because I know her, and when I see her stuff sometimes, I'll randomly...
Asa to me is one of the most brilliant people I've ever met.
I know,
met.
She's a family. She's family to me. She's like my sister. I love her so much. I think she's super talented. But my point is that it is, if it's done well and you can rise in that business, it's only because you can perform and you can act. And you now isn't what I've seen on the fucking thing. It's acting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's crazy. I remembered what I wanted to ask you. And this is the last question.
It did come back.
It did come back. Yeah. You're right. Did you ever do any ones that they gave you like scripts? Like, you know, some of the now those ones, do you prefer those ones?
No.
Why? Because they give you acting notes? That would be fucking frustrating to me.
Yes.
Would they really?
Oh, yeah. And I'm very monotone.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And I remember, I won't say what it was, but I was like, all right, I'm going to ham it up, right? So I was just hamming it up.
Classic comedian.
And then the guy's like, the director is like, no, but say it like this.
Say line like readings?
This. Yeah, say it like this instead. And I was like, so you want me to just speak how I normally speak?
Yeah, be more natural.
Yeah, like this. And then when I finally saw the thing, I was like, oh, I seem so deadpan that it actually doesn't work at all.
Like,
I'm never fucking listening to those guys again. But yeah,
oh, I see. So the director was a bad director.
It's just, it's...
No, what's...
Look.
You, hey, fucker.
Stories don't belong in porn. They do not belong in porn unless we're talking about doing some avant-garde shit. Like,
right.
Just stop
it. I agree.
It just doesn't fucking work.
Unless... It does. No, listen, Sasha.
If you fast forward.
No, Sasha. It does, right? If you did it with... Like, if... honestly, if I said, I would take you... Let's suppose right now I was a multimillionaire and I wrote a really good script. A really good script with a real DP. You mean a real like story?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I go, well, you know what? You're gonna take 6 months of Meisner technique.
Right.
I'm being real, right?
No.
You're gonna have this acting coach. This is
he's probably Russian or
something. Ben Affleck's acting coach.
Yeah. No.
Right? What? Whatever.
Ben Affleck's acting coach.
Well, no, I would hire him, right? I would fucking go, and it would be like a real movie with a real script, with real emotions, right? With a real story, but that sex would be like porn.
That Gaspar Noé.
It should
movie.
They should do it like that. But
yes,
that one movie, Love, right?
Oh yeah,
oh, Love was a lot.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah,
and it was just similar to what you're describing.
Yeah. Marlon Brando did a movie called The Last Tango,
Last Tango in Paris,
right?
Yeah.
Not that it was like,
you don't.
What do you mean?
Get the butter.
You know, you don't get the. I know you don't get the butter, but imagine if you did get a little butter in there.
I think it could be done, but the powers that be will never let it happen.
Right, and who's that audience for?
Exactly. Like who? Look, I've always said that.
Me.
You're the audience.
Me, David Cho. I could name maybe five. Yeah.
Like the cliche porn is, let's say like the cliche male fantasy is porn and the cliche female fantasy is a romantic Hollywood comedy.
Wow.
I've kind of always said this.
Yeah,
right? They're both fake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So are you going to blame romantic Hollywood comedies when your girlfriend expects all of these delusional things from you?
Yeah.
Anyways, I've always said that. But I did another podcast a couple weeks ago where the woman is a photographer. She's been in the business her whole life, basically. And she was saying now there are people doing more narrative structures in porn. So I haven't seen those things, so I can't speak on those necessarily.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like they're doing full-on big budget movies. And that is the cool thing, that like you have the ability, because the technology is so much cheaper and actually of higher quality today than it was even 10 years ago. So that, I don't know, but
why don't we produce something? Yeah, yeah. No, you're not going to be in it.
She's like, I'm not putting any money in it.
No,
I'll get you distribution.
Okay, what about this? Why don't we write a script? Just for fun. Write a fucking...
Yeah. Give me what's the log line? What are we thinking?
Yeah.
Well, why can't it be like a real...
80-year-old man with an ATM. I already know.
Wait, can I go back to this?
He's Korean. His name is Bobby Lee.
Yeah. You know, it's set in a hospice.
Okay.
Right.
You really, this is your latest fetish? Really?
Yeah, I there's a company called Old J. It's OldJe.com. I also sometimes go to Blue Pill Men. The Blue Pill Men, right? And I also go to Jurassic Cock.
That's a good
one. That doesn't sound old.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I go to Jurassic Cock. And but you know, I haven't been watching porn because of for 90 days, I've been masturbating through my memories and my visuals, because I'm, you know, in fact, I haven't ejaculated in 8 days.
Mazel?
Mazel tov.
Mazel.
Why is your face like that when you do that?
I mean, 8 days just doesn't seem like, you know. I mean, yeah, I'm proud of you. I mean, it's
8 days
mazel.
Is an eternity when you're me.
Yeah. Mm.
You know? But why?
Because I just think that, you know, when I was in, I went to an institution for my...
Why are we laughing at this?
I don't know.
Because he called it an institution and it wasn't an institution.
I had a mental breakdown, went to an institution, and I was in Arizona, and we were talking about my addictions, you know, and there's my main addictions, which is drugs and alcohol.
Okay.
But then there are like side ones that, which is right around that, is pornography and sexual addiction. And then around that is, you know, video games and other things to distract me from, you know, feeling and being in the moment and being present, you know. So I made a deal with the counselors that I wouldn't watch pornography, because it's, you know, not in your case, but what they were describing was that I have my own trauma.
Okay.
That I grew up with, you know, with beat and all that kind of stuff. And I have a lot of PTSD from it. But they were explaining to me that a lot of people in the adult industry, and also strippers, you know, not all of them, but also come with their own trauma. And some of their behaviors, you know what I mean, is based on their traumatic childhood and whatnot. Now, I'm not saying you or Asa. And he goes, it's not healthy. You know, and so I said, you know what? That seems to be clear to me. And I'm trying to do a lot of things that aren't going to distract me from. And trust me, I carry my Stardew Valley, you know what I mean, everywhere I go. And I play it constantly. And when I'm playing it, I understand what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I understand why I'm playing it, because I just don't want to feel, and I don't want to be, you know, present, you know. And then sometimes I try to put it away and I meditate or whatever. But, you know, it's the thought that I'm trying to do these things. So that's why I'm not watching pornography in the moment. What?
How often do you watch porn?
I would do it every night.
Multiple times a day, to the point where it rendered me absolutely useless as a partner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's like,
okay, that's a problem.
Didn't like the way you said that.
She's like, yeah. Get crazy. Yeah.
No, because I have a hard time accepting. Like, would you call it an addiction? Would you call that an addiction, or would you call that a form of OCD? You know what I mean? Like you're, like you said, you're filling. It sounds
you
like you're filling a void.
You do have.
You know what
a
I mean?
Point.
Because in these 8 days, how do you feel? Are you feeling like, fuck, I gotta watch some porn?
No.
So.
No, I don't think about it, but it, I think that. But I. This is gonna sound crazy, but I try to use God.
Wait, what?
Because I believe that and
to
and,
get off.
No, I believe that my drug addiction and alcoholism. Is, you know, when you saw me when I was doing drugs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was doing it, what?
Yeah, there's
no reprieve.
There's no moderation with any of the things that he chooses to engage in.
I cannot stop.
So if it's porn or if it's any other process addiction, it's there's no 60%. It's 150% always.
Right, and I can't stop.
And just porn just happened to be one of them. It could have been something else. It could have been watching, the Great British Bake Off for 24 hours of the day.
Right. When weird things that can't be explained to me, right, happen, I tend to lean more toward, you know what I mean, the cosmic than the nothingness of it.
Well, I mean, for sure, I'll do stupid things, and then I'll be like, thanks, Dad, you know, because my dad passed. Yeah. So it's like, I don't believe that he's up there looking down on me or anything, but it's a way of comforting me.
Yeah.
And like reminding myself that he'll always be a part of me still.
Mm. Right. Yeah. When did he pass?
It will be 5 years in June.
Because my dad just did, right?
No.
Like 7 months ago.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Were you close to your dad?
Yeah.
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 And now, because I'm now getting to the point where it's like, you know, I used to think about him every single moment of every day, right? And now he pops up once a day, maybe, during a drive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a sense of sadness, and I miss him, you know? Does that get better through time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the third year, I couldn't say what I just said without crying.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And even now, I can feel myself getting overwhelmed. But yes, the cliche is true. It does get better with time. And it's just because it's not that the pain is gone. It's that you just get used to the pain.
Were you in the room when it happened?
No.
Oh.
No.
I mean, can you talk about it or no?
Did
you get a call? I mean.
Oh, it was really weird. Yeah, I got a call. I was camping.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know what I was in the middle of working on a project or something, and so I'd brought my computer with me, and there was like one, I was real camping, not like glamping, right?
So yeah.
There was only one place where you could get an internet signal, and it's the glamping place where they have a restaurant and a cafe, and I went in there, I think I made a phone call. And then I almost left, and I was like, I should check my email.
Mm.
I actually was in my car. I was driving back to the campsite, and then I went back inside and to check my email. And I go to check my email, and I have a series of messages from my siblings on email, like, call, it's an emergency, and I'm thinking it's something completely different than what it was. And I get to my phone's not working somehow. I still couldn't make like a call out. So I even asked like the hotel, can I use your phone? They wouldn't let me use a phone. So then I had to drive to another store to get quarters into a fucking payphone.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's how I got the fucking news.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my
God. So I like tore down my tent and sped home.
Wow.
And that's how I found out, yeah.
Oh, my God. And so where was this campsite at?
Sequoia. Yeah.
Wow.
So a four-hour drive home.
So you went right to Sacramento?
No, I was in a rental because I got like a SUV to go camping in.
Yeah.
So I drove home and drove to L.A. I don't even remember.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I remember, but I'm trying to put the pieces together.
Yeah, yeah, wow. I'm sorry.
Drove to L.A., and then I think I had to sleep at home that night, because by the time I got home, it was like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, which I didn't sleep, just laid in bed, then we were all together.
Wow.
Like,
I'm
plan,
sorry.
Making the plan, basically. And then I went, he wasn't living in Sacramento. And then I went.
Oh, wow.
And flew, yeah.
But it does get better, is what you're
it
saying.
It does.
Yeah. This is a comedy podcast. Yeah,
this is a real podcast. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
But yeah, you got real. That's why, I mean, I wanted to hear, because it helps me, by hearing you, it helps me better understand, you know what I mean, that it gets better for me, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm asking. It's not because I want to bring up a bad feeling.
Right, right, right.
Whatever.
Right,
no. I just, it does help me, you know, and that's why I ask.
But yeah, the cliche is true. I mean, it changes you forever. Like, I lost people in my life before that, but nothing ever like this, ever.
Yeah, yeah. It's
ever.
I know. It's so shocking.
That was the only time I ever got into an altercation with a cop. It was when my dad was, he was probably about a month away from passing at that point, but he had another, like, medical emergency, and I was living in Vegas, and my dad was living in L.A., and I got a phone call from my mom saying, like, you know, he coded and you should come quickly because I don't think he has much time. And my sister and I and a friend drove from Vegas to L.A. speeding. And we got pulled over. And I was so emotional and so angry. Like, I just, it wasn't the cop's fault.
Blacked out.
I blacked out and I raged out on him for keeping me. Or for pulling us over.
Yeah.
And I had a meltdown on the side of the freeway, and I remember yelling at him, like, if I don't make it there on time, and I pointed at his badge, I was like, I will find you. I exploded on him.
Liam Neeson over here.
Whoa.
Like, he was considerate,
and I will kill you.
Yeah. But he was considerate enough. He saw how emotional I was. So he was like, all right, you know, like, he didn't even give us a ticket. He's like, I understand, sorry, you know.
Wow.
But I felt so much regret, like, blowing up on him like that. But that's how emotional I was.
Well, yeah.
That's a shitty fucking drive to drive. Like, not knowing what's on the other side of it, or what news you're going to hear when you finally get there. And, you know, like, there's no way to prepare your emotions in any way at all.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that happened
so
to you.
Yeah, so sorry that happened. But we're here.
We're all in the same club.
Yeah.
We're all in the same club. Like. We're all in the same club.
Hey, we should start one. Dead Dad's Club.
Dead Poets Society.
That's a good band name.
Yeah, Dead Dad's
Club. Dead Dad's Club.
Yeah.
That's a good podcast name.
Yeah.
Dead Dad's Club.
I'm my group with my siblings, Bastards.
Bastard. Do you have a podcast?
No, I used to.
Oh, what was it called? Yeah.
Deep Tissue.
Oh, that's Deep a tissue. Good one.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. I've always dreamed of, you know what I mean, producing an all-female one.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
You producing? You mean you're stealing my dreams? You've never said you wanted to produce an all-female one.
So let's get past. I want to ask now. So we got to get to the books. All right, what are they?
It's a trilogy.
Yeah, it's called Juliet Society.
Yes.
And what is it about?
It is about, the first one begins with a young film student named Catherine, who develops a crush on her film history teacher and befriends this girl that she, in class, that she idolizes, that sort of takes her under her wing and into a secret society. And then each book progresses over a time span. So, like, by book 2, 3, 4 years have progressed, and by book 3, another 3, 4 years have progressed.
Wow. How long does one book take to write?
The first one I wrote in just under a year.
Wow.
Because I had the deal.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
And then I'm cold now. And then the second two.
Who has the air?
Hand me
the fuck has the
jacket.
Air on?
Progressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Have the air on. Turn the air off.
Thanks. Then the second two I wrote over the span of like 4 years.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, something like that.
Dude, because I don't read. I don't read, but I love audiobooks. Is there an audiobook version of it?
So the first one, yes, I did the audiobook. I did it myself.
Did you really?
And then the second two, this pisses me off. They didn't tell me, and it's like in my contract that they're supposed to tell me who does it, at least, if they don't hire me to do it. And they hired somebody else for the second two, and
it's not good?
I've had complaints, let's say.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That sucks.
Is it Morgan Freeman?
That would at least be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Morgan Freeman. That would be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He does all of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, not all audiobooks.
No, but he does a lot of voiceover.
Like documentaries.
Or, you know what? David Attenborough would be good.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. I love him. I would suck his dick.
Yeah. I would
in the sound booth, though.
Yeah, in the sound booth. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. So we want to do a thing where who has the... Sasha, be fucking honest. Out of everyone in the room, who has the biggest face?
George is exempt because he's not Asian.
Who has the biggest face?
Who has the biggest Asian face?
Face which way?
Let's all show our faces.
We'll just wide.
Headphones off.
You were great at
wide.
The life
wide,
experience.
Wide,
fantastic
wide.
Film.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so let's be easy.
Yeah.
Oh, she keeps looking at me. And John.
You're younger, so give it a few years. You might get there, though.
I don't care. I didn't get chosen.
Oh, this is hard.
Why are you trying to suck your lips in like that?
Why is your stomach sucking?
Why are you doing duck face?
Oh, this is really hard.
Are you choosing between John and Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Korean. At least, hey.
Filipinos.
Small head Filipinos.
Usually we have biggest face.
Well, yours... Just is a little.
You're just a little what? Keep going.
You also have a facial hair, so it makes it more difficult.
It's like cheating, right?
Cheating. It is cheating.
I'm going to have to say John.
Yeah!
Yours is longer,
you
though.
Fucking melon head fucking mutant. You ugly fucker, you. Oh,
have
shit.
Have you tried measuring it? I mean, both, all three of you. All three of you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I might be up there with John, though.
No.
I want to see
big ass head.
Small face.
You have a small face, though.
Big head, but small
Let
face.
Let me see your head. Go sideways.
I have to wear men's hats. Okay.
Oh, I can't even wear a hat, so that's good.
Yeah. You have a good size head, but you don't have a big face.
I can't really tell.
Because
that's kind of scary, though. Going. That's like some fucking grudge shit. Yeah.
No.
You know, she could be sisters with Giovanna.
Antoinette?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they could
bit.
Be sisters.
I can see that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Latina.
Are you? But
feel?
Are you? There's no ethnicity mixed in with.
I mean, there's gotta be because
there's gotta be some sort of ethnicity, like some big-headed ethnicity.
Big-headed Asian.
Wait, what are big?
Yeah.
I'm a European mutt, Greek.
Oh, you're Greek. But Irish. Do people think that you have some sort of thing?
Or that you're
you could
some
be Asian,
Asian
too a little bit.
When I was a kid, people thought. When I was real young, people thought I was Hawaiian.
Because
Hawaiian was always like that ambiguous, we don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
That's what I always thought when I first saw you was you were half Asian.
Yeah.
I had it in my head for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then when I was a teenager, Mexican.
Right.
And now that I'm a vampire these days, definitely get that less.
But I have to say, I mean, we're not done because we have to do an unhelpful advice. Is that I honestly... you know, I didn't know much about you. I know you dissed me at the party, but
Sasha.
Yeah, I'm gonna let that go. From now on.
What if I told you I was really nervous? Because I was a big fan of Mad TV too.
No.
Reversal.
But from now on though, would you consider us to be friends?
Of course.
Good.
Well, I mean, like, look, I know it's our mutual friend who kept asking me to come on the podcast.
Right.
But I would have asked even if she hadn't.
Well, you were always in our like list of people, right?
Yeah.
We just, you know, we don't know but anyway,
since we're neighborly people, how much toilet paper do you have in your home and would you give us some if we
Well,
ran
I out? Just went to the store like a week ago mm-hmm. and stocked up and I usually get two big cases, so I'm good for like 2 months.
Yeah, but she's asking if we can have a couple of rolls.
You need some?
Like right now.
Hotla.
Okay, good.
We don't have any rolls.
We're running low, but I barehand.
You guys have a bidet?
I'm not afraid.
You have a bidet?
We have a bidet, but I use a Filipino tabo, which is like a
takeout cup.
Filipinos barehand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. What do you mean? You take your regular hand?
So, okay, the amount of toilet paper we use is this. This is my tactic.
What kind of animal
I don't barehand my shit,
but
I barehand my ass. So, because I don't have to wipe to completion, I take a little bit of toilet paper. I get most of it out.
Yeah, wipe.
And then you use a towel and soap to wash out your butthole.
Yeah.
And, or else my day cannot continue. Like, you see me in public restrooms, I always have a water bottle and then a little bit of soap.
Yeah.
because my asshole has to be shiny.
Have you noticed that by the toilet there's that Axe body wash that's next to the toilet?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been trying to do my own system.
With the soap?
No, I do the bidet thing. I shoot the fucking thing in my asshole.
And you make a bubble bath for your asshole?
Yeah, I do. So I'll stick a little bit of toilet paper. I'll put the fucking, you know what I mean, the body wash in my butthole.
So your butthole foams.
So I spray, and then I take my cheeks, and I spread them open so it gets inside the hole.
Are you squatting?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of like doing like this, and it's spraying in it, and it feels so good. It feels so clean. It feels so nice.
Tickles.
I don't feel a lot in my asshole at all.
Ever?
Maybe it's a coma.
I think so. I think that
yeah. In a coma. Yeah.
It when the water hits, like when the bidet hits the front, you feel it all. Yeah. And back there, it's sort of just.
Yeah,
like,
my asshole's not sensitive either, lady.
Well,
let me put stuff
up there then.
No, baby, it's for poo and dicks. For poo and dicks only. You know what I mean? Did you ever do anal sex?
Yes.
Oh God, we jumped off that boat.
I'm sorry, my bad.
I thought you said you knew me.
We do a thing at the end called unhelpful advice. So we have someone email us. Some people ask like questions. They have problems, and we try to answer or not answer.
Or not answer.
Oh, we can do give them bad advice as well.
Okay, unhelpful.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Sasha Gray.
All right, so we're going to keep the theme this whole episode has been about. A year ago, I was diagnosed with an inflammatory bowel disease. I'm now in remission, but I still have problems with diarrhea and bloody stool. The bathrooms at my work are very close to the workspace, and you can hear everything going on in there. So after going to the toilet for the first time at work a month ago, I decided I never wanted to go again. The sounds coming out of my butthole were so loud and weird that when I was done and got out, all my colleagues were staring at me, and they looked gross. They looked at me like I was gross. At lunch, a guy that I had a huge crush on was laughing with other people at the work, at my work, and how loud my farts were.
Mm.
Now I haven't gone to the bathroom for a month, and my stomach is in pain for the whole day every day because I don't want to be known as the gross diarrhea girl. My doctors haven't found anything that makes it better, and no diet has helped. Should I let my loud diarrhea out and face the embarrassment and rejection, or keep it in and suffer? I think she means keep it in until she gets home.
Yeah, so she's not doing not doing shit breaks at work.
Nope, she holds it in and she's in pain.
Oh,
isn't it holding it in worse?
Yeah.
Totally. You know, for me, I have survival techniques when it comes to toilets. Public toilet.
How to muffle the sound?
No, I do things like, you know, sometimes there's a handicapped toilet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Best one.
You ever seen one of those?
The best one.
It's the best one, yeah. But when there's a handicapped guy waiting to use it.
Which never happened.
It happened to me one time.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I could see his crutches like underneath the thing.
Oh,
right? So I felt like, oh my God, why am I in this one? So when I flushed the toilet and I left.
Did you limp out?
Yeah. I did a thing. I go, it's your turn. And I did a thing, right? So I survive in public restrooms. And I even say, it's your turn. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, which was, he's like, and he's probably like, I'm not retarded, dude. I just have funky legs. But my point is that, but also if I have a loud situation, I work with the environment. I would put on your cell phone maybe some sort of ambient music.
Not ambient. You know,
maybe industrial.
Yeah.
Industrial.
Yeah.
Like, and so whenever you have the Rihanna
callback,
you know, you probably would do that. Or, you know what? It also could be something that you could be very clear about with your coworkers and tell people, go, listen, I have this. This is real advice. I have this. Stomach issue, you know what I mean? That's a medical problem. And I have, you know, loose stool and it makes noises. I just feel embarrassed, you know? And so.
Could you not tell the boys about it? At least not my crush.
No,
That's what I would say.
No, I would say. And so when I'm in the bathroom, can I have a special sign that goes up not to go in?
Doesn't that bring more attention to it?
Yeah,
just have a photo of Rihanna.
Shit alert. You know what I mean? Shit alert.
Is there not a way, another floor? What is this office situation like?
Yeah, like or a McDonald's across the street.
I don't know.
It's all very close, apparently.
Yeah.
I would own it.
Yeah. I would own it, too.
I would say, hey, you know what? Like, this is just...
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yep. This is the situation at hand. My farts are louder than yours.
Everyone does it.
Yeah. And what I do when I'm particularly shy that day is I just keep flushing and pushing when I flush.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart.
So you're not conserving water. Okay.
No, but right, I'm right, conserving
right, that bad for the environment.
Yeah, okay, but shit.
I do my, so it's my maximum's 3 flushes.
Yeah.
Before I get conscious about the environment, Bobby. And yeah, I try to just maximum push each one, which is not really a good thing if you have IBS because you shouldn't be pushing that hard. You should just let it out as it comes.
Yeah. Could you vocally muffle?
Just sing real loud?
No, just go, or something, you know what I mean?
That's what I do, yeah.
But the one thing I will tell her, the advice, my advice is definitely do not hold it in like that because it's making you sicker and uncomfortable and miserable.
Oh, I would fuck it. I would not hold
also,
it.
Also, like CBD.
What do you mean? CBD doesn't do shit. What does it do?
I don't know about that.
You think CBD works?
On farts?
On
scientists?
On inflammation.
Oh.
That's true.
All right. Okay. Don't get angry.
So I don't know what...
it does with the fart.
Yeah, I don't know. It does...
Do you smoke a lot of weed, Sasha?
No.
Ever?
No.
You drink?
Yes.
A lot?
No.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, I'm trying to get her history. Yeah.
No, I used to smoke
a lot.
Where were
you on the night of?
No, if she's going to be a friend of mine...
Yeah.
I'm really want to establish a real friendship with her.
Yeah.
I have to know all the nooks and crannies of what she's all about. I don't want to be friends with a drug addict.
Oh, that is true.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me say something. I have a clear idea of who you are as a person. And I have to
over an hour?
Am I?
Yeah, I do.
Can you give me the stamp and am I approved? Am I not approved?
I'm going to give everyone their ranking as a person.
Wait, what?
In the room.
Happened.
Yeah, yeah. Not,
banned.
Yeah.
No ranking systems.
Yeah. As a human being, and I'm talking about morality, ethics, what you look like, how you dress, and everything. Everything's going to like count, right? So
sure.
Here we go. I'm going to end like this, okay?
Okay.
And this is truly, and I'm saying this based on if, you know, there was a zombie apocalypse and I had to survive with a group of people that I could trust and that could do the job, right? Build the fence. Also not steal things and be honorable. But also, in a zombie apocalypse, I want you to look good as well. You know what I mean? I know there's things that are, like, you know, more important, I guess, like nutrition and and sleep and your safety. But I want you to look good as well. So I'm going to have to rank everyone from 1 through 10 in terms of those things that I just said, okay? Mm-hmm. So with George, I would have to give you a...
He's waiting for it.
A 9.
Oh my God.
Out of 10. I'll tell you why, because your fashion would be terrible and I wouldn't have to look at you, but I would be like, I don't want to look at that guy. But but what I want to say in terms of, like, you would get shit done.
And like what?
I would tell you to do things and you would do it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You would do it, you know, right? You, right? I'll give you a 7. Okay? Because I think that you wanderlust a little bit. I do. I think that you daydream. I think that you're confused, right? I think that I think you would steal some rations, and if I confronted you, you'd be like, "Yeah, I did it."
Why?
Because I have 2 kids and I did it. You would admit, right? But and I think that you would try to smoke things that you shouldn't smoke. I'm like, that's not weed, dude. That's fucking.
That's shit.
That's shit. You know what I mean?
From the
you're
living
like,
room
I know,
floor.
But I miss the days where I used to smoke weed all the time. Right, so I'll give you a 7. Sweetie, I'd give you a 9 as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I think that you would
fish.
Be not only that, but you would be very difficult for me. So you'd complain a lot and you'd be analytical about things. And you'd,
I'm the complainer in this.
Yeah, but like you would say things. I would have to say in that environment, I'll rate myself. I would say I was a 4.
No, you have rhino hide for skin. You're very hard to penetrate with an axe.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So he has very thick, like, you know how seal have this extra layer of blubber?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? He's a good singer. He really is. That the face thing that he has? There, thank you, Gabby. Gabby, I'm going to give you. Gabby, I'm going to give
you. In mind, this is my desktop for the past year. Just keep that in mind. All right. That's been my desktop.
I'm going to have to give you, Gilbert, your ego. Yeah.
What about
I think there's a competitiveness with you, and there's an ego.
Iron sharpens iron, absolutely.
Right, that there's an ego.
Did you say iron sharpens iron?
Yeah, because I have
iron sharpens
my
iron.
My ego makes his ego better.
I would have to give you a 7. Your ego. Your ego would get in the way.
Take away the ego.
You have to take away the ego in a zombie apocalypse.
And what would it be?
It's stuff like I can already tell. It's like, dude, what the fuck? You can't. You have to fish the fence.
Bobby, the fence is open. There's zombies coming in.
And then you would be like, dude, you have hands too. You would say that to me. I know that.
You think I would say that?
God. Yeah, yeah. And you'd probably, it's 6 months in, it's like, dude, why are you the leader? You're the worst.
So you would stage a coup?
He would stage a coup.
I would only stage a coup for
my
queen.
Who's your queen?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're a 4 now.
Because you know what?
You're a 4 now.
Give me a 10.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd stage a coup for you.
Sasha, yeah. I would have to, based on my knowledge of you and all the things, I would have to give you a 9 as well.
Mm, you're too kind.
Right? Because you seem like you would have his energy, right? But your energy, the way you talk and your chillness, right, is a calmness. His is just a stupidity and a dumbness.
Oh, my God.
And a confused. He's just confused. Yours is more analytical, right, and thinking things through and being like, I honestly think in like, if John was, like, being gnarled, right, and the fence that he didn't build, John gets pulled out of there, right? And I'm like knocking, trying to get in it, and that you would be, and it would be Lost John! And you would be, and you would be like, more like, it's okay. We just got to figure it out. I have all the toilet paper.
Here, Steve.
Yeah. I went to the store already a week ago. Yeah, man, got all the toilet paper.
That's true.
And I think that you would be very analytical. I think you two would be good together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? I think I would have to give you eventually the mantle. I would probably one day, 6 months in, I'd probably be like,
I'm the one bringing in the meat.
It doesn't matter. You're a woman.
I'm the hunter.
Tiger Belly podcast.
I'm kidding. Yeah, maybe either one. I would go, you guys are both running it. Mm. He will never have it.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
You won't get it.
It's okay. Cloud, well, I have my own village for you.
Yeah, he's...
You're a fucking betrayer.
You gave me the same one as the dumb guy? That's an insult.
I know, but the retard can't be like...
You could have said 7.5, 8.
I know.
7.5.
John, are you offended? No. See, that's why. That's why I can say whatever to this guy. He'll just giggle it off. Yeah. But how about a nice round of applause for Sasha Gray, everybody?
Thank you.
It was a great job. Great job.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to episode 238 with the one and only Sasha Gray. Hope you enjoyed it. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, ShipStation, Brooklyn, and BetterHelp and MyBookie. For all your online shopping needs, try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the offer code BELLY at ShipStation.com. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code TIGER only at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code TIGER. Join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health by visiting BetterHelp.com/BELLY today. Visit mybookie.ag and use the promo code BELLY for a 50% deposit bonus. And like today, how we asked a question for unhelpful advice, you can too as well. Send your question at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We're looking for interesting, unusual, non-typical problems, and we need your help as much as you want ours. Once again, that is adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. And like every week we've been doing this, is we have a meme contest. So if you are listening and you made it all the way to the housekeeping, make a meme and hashtag the meme Tiger Belly on Instagram or on Twitter, and then we will choose a winner. The winner gets a little gift bag from us. So people have been making amazing stuff online. So do the contest. Make a meme of episode 238 with Sasha Gray. Find a moment here and make us laugh, and you can win too. So for all information, Bobby Lee, go to Bobby Lee Live. For everything Kalila, go to Calamity K. For everything George underscore Kimmel. I believe everything John is at John Na, the winner of the Big Face Contest, and myself at Kielbits. We love you guys very much. Leave some comments. Hit us up on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Leave a comment. And we love you guys. Have a good one. Also, shout out to Cam.